She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Super Bowl champion Seahawks wasting no time in keeping their young core intact. The team announcing they've exercised the fifth-year options on wide receiver Jaxon Smith-Njigba and cornerback Devin Witherspoon. Both players are now in line for big deals in the near future. Teams have until May 1st to pick up the fifth-year options on first-round picks from the 2023 NFL Draft. The Falcons pulling off a trade with the Eagles as Atlanta is acquiring safety Sidney Brown from Philly. The trade also includes a swap of multiple late-round draft picks. And Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow took part in Saturday's Fanatics Flag Football Classic against Team USA, and he'd love the opportunity to play in the 2028 Olympics. Burrow saying, quote, "I've always wanted to play in the Olympics. The opportunity to win a gold medal is something I've thought about. I think it would be something very special." This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you can put your sports IQ to work on the games you know best. It's not you against the house. It's you participating in a live market. Buy or sell your predictions all game long. Trade every play with Robinhood. Visit Robinhood.com/predict. That's Robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles Hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation, right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, March 23rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to discuss temporary roundabout at Vineyard Drive. 100-acre forest fire sparks in Gifford Burn Scar. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. A temporary roundabout may come to an intersection in Templeton. The County Board of Supervisors will consider approving a public works item in its next meeting on March 24th, which would install the roundabout at the intersection of Vineyard Drive and Bethel Road. The intersection was identified for improvements in 2017 and in 2023 for either traffic signals or the roundabout. The project on Tuesday would install a temporary roundabout with a center island, new striping, signage, and asphalt curbs. Safety and performance metrics will be measured following the installation, which may then influence the installation of a permanent roundabout. Chairman of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, David Leader, has announced his opposition to the roundabout, temporary or permanent, as a waste of taxpayers' money and a safety issue for homes near the intersection. In October 2025, the city of Atascadero announced that the popular restaurant, Chick-fil-A, submitted a proposal for a location on El Camino Real. The next step in developing the restaurant in the city will be discussed in the next council meeting, where the owner and the vacant pads of the vacant pads in the Home Depot Center are seeking approval for a zoning change. The Planning Commission considered this in their March 3rd meeting and recommended approval with some conditional changes. The project will activate three vacant pads in the Home Depot Commercial Center, which will go to a new rental retail space, a hotel, and Chick-fil-A. The full scope of the project, including architectural design, parking spaces, and traffic, will be discussed in the next Atascadero City Council meeting March 24th. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. 100-acre forest fire sparks in Gifford burn scar. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo responded to a vegetation fire sparking in the burn scar of the Gifford Fire. CAL FIRE SLO says the blaze was reported at about 11:37 a.m. on Friday morning in Los Padres National Forest between Pozo and Highway 166. CAL FIRE's initial announcement said the fire was approximately 50 acres and that it took place within an area already identified for a planned range improvement project. The fire grew to about 100 acres. Although the containment was reported to be at 0% Friday evening, CAL FIRE's incident page currently lists the incident as closed. A fundraiser and upcoming event has been started for a San Luis Obispo County resident to support his new lifestyle after an unfortunate accident paralyzed him from the waist down. Bryson Killian was involved in an accident while riding his dirt bike on December 13, 2025, and his friends have launched Project 625 to assist him with a fundraiser.
The goal of the event is essentially just kind of organize a fundraiser around a really hard effort to try and raise some money to get him an adaptive mountain bike, because he grew up riding mountain bikes, and we're just trying to get him back to some normalcy as quick as possible. And we feel we're blessed and able to go run and use our legs and try and raise some money in the process to get him back to being outside and on the mountains and on some trails and back to, like I said, some normalcy.
That's Bryson Gardner, one of the main organizers for the fundraiser, and the event will consist of a 62.5-mile run from Templeton to Avila Beach.
And at the end point, we're going to have a whole barbecue set up at, I believe it's going to be at the Avila Beach Golf Resort right there. They're going to have a whole bar and drinks and music and live music and stuff that we're going to gather at after.
They've recruited five runners for the entire distance, but anyone is welcome to accompany them for any length of the trek. Gardner also said any funds past their initial goal will go to Killian and his wife to help adapt to the new lifestyle.
So our set goal is $20,000. Anything extra is just going directly to them to help, because just medical expenses that they're dealing with still, and then just the amount of money and expenses it takes to pretty much adapt his new way of life. Just they had to change the entire inside of their house, how he moves around, everything he has in his house to keep his muscles stimulated. Exercise. They raised a lot of money initially, and that covered some of the medical expenses, but they're pretty much gone through all of that and still having their expenses and their house updates and getting Bryson driving is another thing, and just everything that goes into like a full lifestyle change.
The fundraiser can be found by typing Project 625 at GoFundMe.com. The County Probation Department has announced the completion of a new, upgraded probation headquarters in the city of San Luis Obispo. The $40 million, 34,000 square foot site is located on Bishop Street off Johnson Avenue. The facility provides community correction services that help promote public safety, accountability, and rehabilitation for youth and adults throughout the county. The probation department will begin a phased move-in operation of the building over the coming weeks and will officially open its doors in April. In sports for the NBA on Saturday, the Hawks beat the Warriors 126-110, the Clippers over the Mavericks 138-131, Lakers beat the Magic 105-104. Yesterday, the Kings beat the Nets 126-122. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Pistons, the Warriors will go against the Mavericks, the Clippers will face the Bucks. In California news, Republican candidate for governor Chad Bianco held a news conference on Friday saying that he's launched an investigation into a ballot recount in Riverside County. The investigation alleges a discrepancy in the ballot count for the November 2025 special election on redistricting in the same county where Chad Bianco is currently sheriff. Attorney General Rob Bonta said Bianco's move is designed to sow distrust in elections. Assembly Bill 1942, or the E-Bike Accountability Act, was introduced by Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer and Kahn. The rules would require Class 2 and Class 3 riders of e-bikes to have special license plates registered at the DMV. The victim of a 1997 murder in California has been identified, according to the Placer County Sheriff's Office. The body of a woman was discovered in a snowbank in Placer County, and police determined she was strangled to death. But her identity remained unknown, but thanks to advancements in forensic investigations and technology, she has been identified as Melinda Beardsley, a mother who is missing from Nevada. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:17.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Commodity markets have been brutal this past year for many different crops, prompting some farmers to get creative with their marketing. One novel approach Southern California farmer Chuck Samuelson is taking is offering an adopt-a-tree program with his avocados. He says the inspiration came from Spain.
I've seen this program happen during COVID in Spain, where the orange growers had lost all of their restaurant business because all the restaurants closed during COVID and they were in danger of losing their farm. They did was they pivoted to a direct-to-consumer model, but unlike a subscription box, they actually had people adopt their trees. And so the adopt-a-tree model, where you adopted an orange tree or a lemon tree, and then you got either all of it or a share of the produce from that during harvest season. We've piloted that here the first time in the U.S. that it's been done, where we've launched an Adopt an Avocado Tree program. All you do is support our nonprofit for $100, and then we have two higher levels at $300 and $500, where you get during harvest season, which is right now for avocados, every other week we'll ship you a dozen organic, jumbo, hand-picked avocados at the peak of the season.
Learn more at his website, healtheearth.info.
Ranchers, if you're looking for bulls to perform at high altitudes, don't miss the University of Wyoming's High Altitude Bull Test Sale and Field Day coming up Saturday, March 28th in Laramie at the UW Research and Extension Center. View bulls at 9, bull efficiency and market outlook at 10, lunch at noon, sale time 1 o'clock. This year selling 57 performance and PAP-tested bulls from 12 consigners, including Angus, Sim-Angus, Simmental, Hereford, and Charlet. Schedule, catalog, and online bidding at dbauction.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional event happening March 25th through the 27th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from construction equipment and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The U.S.-Israeli war with Iran is taking a toll on California's high-value agriculture sector. In addition to causing sharp increases in fuel and fertilizer costs, the war has disrupted access to key export markets. Since the war began on February 28th, Iran has responded to U.S. attacks by effectively closing the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial shipping route, and paralyzing commercial ports in nearby countries that host U.S. military bases. Robert Fairloop, CEO of the California Walnut Board and Commission, said 70,000 tons of walnuts, or about 10% of the billion-dollar sector's yearly production, were either en route to the Middle East or scheduled to be shipped there this month. That certainly is at risk, Fairloop said. Tulare County nut exporter Berkham Hundal said one vessel carrying a shipment of his was diverted to the Netherlands, while another was rerouted to Algeria. It's going to be a loss, Hundal said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 50s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday. Mid-80s on Wednesday, low 80s Thursday and Friday into the weekend, 75 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company with luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks are rallying following President Trump's decision to hold off on attacking power plants in Iran for 5 days, citing progress in negotiations. The global benchmark for oil, Brent crude, briefly dipped below $100 for the first time in days following the news. A delayed report on construction spending for January came in today. It declined 0.3% at the start of the year. Economists were expecting a small increase, though December's reading was revised sharply higher to up 0.8%. Fed Governor Stephen Miron says despite the recent jump in oil prices, he still supports 4 interest rate cuts this year. And protein drink maker Huel has been sold to Danone, parent company of Danone Yogurt. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside, out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded, 805-674-1383.
All righty, don't forget that. Red Scooter Deli, they've been around serving you delicious fresh food for over 16 years. And they have you do this. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. You can order online or in person. Located at 2 locations, of course, downtown and City Park, and then next to the Pet Department on 6th Street. So call again or go to online, redscooterdeli.com. Their phone number is 805-237-1780. And they're open daily, 6:30 till 4.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote, on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. On March 24, 1886, three escaping thieves stole a small rowboat to aid in their escape. Normally, it would be written off as a loss, but they stole it from the wrong person. On March 24, 1886, three hard cases were on the move. Unfortunately, an ice-swollen river stood between them and their destination. They came across a small rowboat and decided to commandeer it. Now, normally the owner would chalk it off as a loss, but not this owner. He happened to be a tenderfoot Easterner who had recently become the chairman of the Stockmen's Association, a position that also carried with it the title of deputy sheriff. This Easterner turned cowboy and rancher was a man of grit and determination who was later to hold the highest office in the land. His name was Theodore Roosevelt. Roosevelt had another boat made, and within a week he and two cowboys were going after the thieves. After 3 days, they found the outlaws. Because of the icy river, the group traveled 8 days trying to get back home. With provisions almost gone, they finally came across a ranch. Roosevelt hired a wagon and driver to take him and three ruffians the rest of the way. Roosevelt's two companions remained with the boats. It took 2 days and a night to get to the nearest town. Roosevelt stayed awake with rifle at the ready the whole time. To make sure he wasn't jumped, Roosevelt had to walk along behind the wagon. As deputy sheriff, Roosevelt received a fee for bringing in the men and mileage for the over 300 miles he had traveled to retrieve them, a total of $50. But he had accomplished two things. First, he had upheld the law. Second, people would think twice before stealing anything from this man again. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo responded to a vegetation fire sparking in the burn scar of the Gifford Fire. Cal Fire SLO says the blaze was reported at about 11:30 a.m. on Friday morning in the Los Padres National Forest between Pozo and Highway 166. The fire grew to about 100 acres. The containment is reported to be at 0% on Friday evening, but now the CAL FIRE incident page lists the incident as closed. A temporary roundabout may come to an intersection in Templeton. The County Board of Supervisors will consider approving this in its next meeting on March 24th, which would install the roundabout at the intersection of Vineyard Drive and Bethel Road. Following the installation, the intersection will be evaluated based on safety and performance for a permanent roundabout in the future. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the low 90s, it's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump adds 5 days to his deadline to attack Iran's power grid if they don't open up the Strait of Hormuz. The president just board leaving Florida for Memphis.
We're looking for all of the things that we've been talking about. We want to see no nuclear bomb, no nuclear weapon, not even close to it. Low key in the missiles. We want to see peace in the Middle East. We want... The nuclear dust, we're going to want that.
The NTSB leading an investigation into how an Air Canada plane slammed into a fire truck shortly after landing at LaGuardia Airport in New York City late last night, killing two pilots and injuring dozens. ICE agents at some airports.
For purposes of the airport, I've requested that they take off the mask. I don't like it for the airport.
That's the president moments ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical. H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Pastor Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Abundant sunshine, 90 today, clear tonight. Overnight lows they're saying right at 50. And then as we head out for Tuesday, we'll be in the upper 80s, mid 80s Wednesday. Low to mid-80s Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down, 7:03 a.m., 7:17 p.m. We are at 58 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's... Well, as the weather changes for the better, and we have more events going on, then there's a lot of them throughout the year in Atascadero. And we'll kind of just catch up on the first part of the year with Terry Banish from the city of Atascadero. Susanna's still enjoying her maternity leave, and I have a special this afternoon. Reminder of history and what government does for you or has done to you, whatever. FDR and the New Deal. The New Deal. That is this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just call them, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch. Headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that. 238-KPRL to join us here on the Monday edition on The Right Choice.
This is one of the most blessed events that I've ever encountered.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Well, 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 thanks for that. And again, freedom of speech, you can change the subject at any time. That's why we call it freedom of speech, not from speech, although there is some that aren't appreciated too much. Or if any, although more and more it has become accepted in the culture, Chris, in your culture, does foul language, is it used, and I'm not saying you or you, but I mean, you know, in and around your companions or people that you may be close, you know, with an age, is that just generally accepted? And I don't mean all the time, but it's just like, okay, it's not a big deal.
Well, when you put it that way, then yeah. I was going to say it depends on the context or the social situation. When you say not all the time, then yeah, sure.
Okay, so do... I don't know how the difference, I'm just assuming it's the same, that when you were a kid and, you know, the words that you would limit the use of what would be considered dirty words or foul language among your friends, not around adults.
Well, yeah, because you didn't want them to tell on you, or you didn't want to get caught saying it, because who knows who's listening around the corner.
Okay, so if there was a fear that there'd be ramifications, that somebody would tell your parents that you were using bad language.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to hear from the standpoint, because that was the same when I was a kid. and the and I don't know if it's a difference, but we had some people who would call your parents and say, I heard Kevin or, you know, whomever using bad language today.
Now, we'll clarify that that fear pretty much disappeared altogether once you got to middle school.
Middle school?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. My middle school.
Oh, boy. Okay. So you didn't care if a neighbor heard it?
Well, a neighbor, I don't like my neighbors never, I'm talking about that at school. The only person you would ever be scared of hearing it would be a teacher, but your peers would not care.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Your peers wouldn't. And I don't recall anybody in school using it or getting caught anyway, you know, in and around a teacher. Now, I'm assuming, you know, because teachers walk the hallways and they're walking to their first period class. So they're coming in down the hallway during, you know, before school starts and kids are at their lockers. At least that's what I remember. And I'm sure that there was some, shall we say, language that floated through the air. And I don't recall a teacher ever or anybody getting in trouble for that. But, and I'm, again, another assumption is that the free flow of words were a little bit, maybe more under control back then than they are now. That's kind of my guess. Because I know one of the things that when we moved to Kentucky that my parents were impressed was the manners of my buddies that would come over to the house. Now, I realize that you tend to, you know, have good manners when you go over to your friend's house, but it was just a lot different. Well, I shouldn't say a lot different. Different than it was in New York. And, you know, the kids didn't, because the language was, you didn't want to get in trouble from anybody by using four-letter words or something like that. But also the standards, even in movies back in the day, were different too. That you, I forget the ratings on the movies, but I'll give you one example of a movie where some lady, she called up, she wanted to take a bunch of us to the movies. I think it was one of those miserable rainy days where it wasn't going to let up and so forth and so on. So she said that she was going to take us to a movie. Okay. But you have to ask your parents' permission. And the movie was Patton. Now, if anybody watches the movie Patton, they know that the bad language comes, and there's only a couple of words, in that famous speech. And, you know, by today's standards, that's pretty mild. It's very, very mild. Even in the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, where I'm pretty sure it's at the last scene of the movie or something, where they jump off the cliff and he says, oh, shh. I mean, that was big stuff back then when you found out about it. You know, again, as a kid, you say, oh, man, I got to go see. I want to go to that movie. What for? Well, because I want to hear that. You don't know anything about the movie, but again, the times are different and so forth and so on. I'll even give you. Years ago, at the radio station, we used to record, because that's when we had the FM, which is what would be now K-Jug. It used to be KDB, your brand of country. So it was right in the hallway here, and it was all pre-recorded. Well, not all pre-recorded, but it was satellite-fed. But we would this one particular person would record the news. And this particular day, she had to leave early, so she recorded the 3, 4, and 5 o'clock news. And when she signed off, I'm so-and-so for your brand of country, she forgot to double-check what she recorded, and there were some F-bombs that went immediately after that. Chris, you know how when you're doing production and you mess up?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
And you let loose.
You let loose, or sometimes it's just a quick, you know, darn, you know what I mean? Just replace the word darn with something else.
Right.
You trip over yourself, just go like, oh, darn it.
I still do it. You know, you just...
I hear it in the morning, I know.
You get frustrated.
Yeah, it's easy to get frustrated at that because you think, come on, I can talk, I can say words.
But here's the, and I'm kind of making this longer, but, you know, one of the golden rules is when you're around a microphone, you should never say anything that you wouldn't want going out on the air.
Because you don't know if it's on or not.
Right. Of course, we disregard those rules. It's do as I say, not as I do.
Very frequently, yes.
Yes. So anyway, she did this, and, you know, not maliciously, but she didn't go back and check. When you record something, you save it. And a lot of times you're supposed to go back and replay it just to make sure. I think after you've been in the business for a certain length of time or the length of what you recorded, you're more than likely not going to go back and listen to it.
Jeez, I'm glad it's not just me. When I first started, I would go back and listen to the new news, you know, every second, 100% of the way through. Now it's like, okay, I'm pretty certain there's no mistakes here.
Right. Well, even commercials, since they're shorter, you know right away, although you may miss it something. So anyway, she records it with some words afterwards after she did her sign off. That goes out on the air at, let me see, yeah, 3 o'clock.
In the afternoon?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a bad time.
So... And this was back in the days when there was, we had, you know, two full radio stations here with a bunch of people running around. So the general manager heard this at 3 o'clock, and she was ticked off big time, big time. And she came back and she's, you know, hollering and everything like that. And luckily, the girl that did this wasn't here. She had some appointment or whatever. And do you think any of us knuckleheads that were here at the time would have said, hey, how about the 4 and 5 o'clock since you recorded it? Should we check that? Nope. We didn't check it because it was the same broadcast. So it went off at 4 o'clock and at 5 o'clock. And the general manager, she was about ready to blow our heads off, even though it wasn't our fault because we were too stupid to double-check the other hours because we actually were laughing so damn hard. But my point of the story is this. When the first went off went at 3 o'clock, the phone lines lit up with people complaining about the language that was used. And it was only for about two or three seconds. You know, it wasn't like a rant for 5 minutes or anything along those lines. And, again, so that would have been 1986, maybe 85. So the phone lines go ballistic. People are just, they're really upset about the language used there. So fast forward about, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago, we had, this was not with news, but it was with a commercial, and it wasn't the same lady, but this lady, she, it was not a client, she worked for it. She recorded a commercial for a client, and again, she got frustrated and so forth and said some things after the spot was completed. Well, she thought she was done with this spot, and she saved the entire spot along with the words. So she's going on saying, you know, and stop by at Kevin's Hardware, 105 South Spring Street in Paso Robles, God bless America, and then a bunch of words. We didn't get any phone calls. And I attribute that to the times, because it was during the Rush Limbaugh show. It was, in matter of fact, I can tell you, it was in the 9:21 break because I was coming back from the post office because that's my daily routine, and I heard that and almost went off the road, but there were no phone calls. And again, to attribute that to the times that we live in. So anyway, it happens, and there's more of those. By the way, I don't have the one from the 80s, but I still have the commercial from about 15 years ago. I have played it for clients that come in because when they say, hey, have you ever said anything wrong on the air? Well, not wrong, but I mean, you know, vulgar or something along those lines. Nope. That's it. So, okay. 238-577-5238-KPRL as we're winding down on a slow Monday here. On the right choice and anything that may have happened in history. Well, not funny, but in 1983, United States President Ronald Reagan gives what became known as the Star Wars speech. That was outlining his strategic defense initiative. That was the SDI. It included the use of lasers to shoot down incoming Soviet ICBMs. Adolf Hitler passes the Enabling Act, which effectively gave him dictatorial powers. He banned other political parties. That happened in 1933 on this date. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I know that this may be a break in protocol. This is Darsha. I did appreciate you ended the last hour segment with the Sheriff Chad Bianco from Riverside County and his press release. So I just wanted to let people know this is a very big deal and to stay tuned, but essentially what they're trying to determine is how many physical ballots were received for the Prop 50 election last November. Because what was reported to the Secretary of State as being the part of the statewide results was that there were 657,000 ballots that were counted. However, his citizen-led team came forward and said that there were only about 611,000 ballots that were received.
So what was, you know, as I mentioned last hour, it may not turn the election because I don't know what the total number difference was in the overall vote from the state, but at least it would point out that that's a significant number. And if it's the case, then there has to be other areas where there's similar problems.
Yes, that's correct. So when your physical ballot count that has been certified and the actual ballot count, when the physical ballot count doesn't match the machine count that has been certified, there's a huge problem. And there, with that in combination with the report from Tulsi Gabbard, DNI, Tulsi Gabbard, that they have the machines from a Puerto Rico election that was a June of 2024 election, they have the actual Dominion voting machines that have the calculations, we'll call them, instead of people get confused with algorithms. I just say it's like Al Gore rhythms as a tribute to the 2000 election between Al Gore and George Bush. So why this is a big deal is because this is a sheriff. The timing, I'm not real pleased with the timing of him running for governor, but it does point out and highlight that we have had in California significant voting and electronic voting machines. And you know, in our county that I've led recounts and I've been continually saying we have issues in our county and I'm concerned that our ballots are not being counted accurately. And I stand by that claim.
All right. Thanks a lot. We're out of time. I appreciate the phone call. All right. One more quickie on this day in 1950. It was the show Beat the Clock debuted on CBS with Bud Collyer as the MC. Bud Collyer, you know what he also used to do? He was also famous for having the voice of Superman on radio and in the cartoons.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. In October 2025, the city of Atascadero announced that the popular restaurant Chick-fil-A submitted a proposal for a location on El Camino Real. The next step in developing the restaurant will be discussed in the next city council meeting, where the owners of the Home Depot Center are seeking approval for a zoning change. The county probation department has announced the completion of a new, upgraded probation headquarters in the city of San Luis Obispo. The probation department will begin a phased move-in over the coming weeks. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 90s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have on Terry Banish. Lots going on in the city of Atascadero. We'll find out all about that. Susanna is still enjoying her maternity absence, and I'll have a special having to do with something called, or someone called, FDR and the New Deal. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.